I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, visiting with Beth Crave of Crave Brothers Cheese in Waterloo. Beth is the Director of Quality Assurance, and we owe you a congratulations. Crave Brothers Chocolate Mascarpone won the top spot among all the Blue Ribbon Dairy products at the Wisconsin State Fair. So Beth, how does it feel to have the title of the best cheese in Wisconsin?
Oh, it is great and humbling all at the same time. Our team was very excited to win the Grandmaster Cheesemaker or Grand Champion at the Wisconsin State Fair and to bring that home to our team. Their faces were surprised and also they were ecstatic to bring home that award.
And it's certainly a unique product, right? Chocolate cheese.
Yeah, it's a very unique product. Usually you don't put chocolate and cheese together, but we have a great marriage of our chocolate mascarpone. The inspiration from our chocolate mascarpone came from a chocolate mascarpone pie that we make here when we host retailers and chefs from all over the U.S. We make our signature chocolate mascarpone pie, which includes special dark chocolate and either Bailey's Irish cream or Kahlua in an Oreo crust, and everyone loves it, and they're like, how can we buy this? And so we took that upon ourselves to like, okay, let's create a recipe that we can make production of our chocolate mascarpone pie, and we came up with a great recipe. Our staff did with using chocolate and then just a hint of Irish cream to top it off, and it has a really nice, rich, creamy flavor and texture. Kind of reminds you of a melted chocolate malt or a fudgesicle.
Did the judges tell you what set the chocolate mascarpone apart from the rest of the Blue Ribbon cheeses?
Sure. So some of the judges that the scorecards that we've received, it's nice velvety texture, smooth, nice clean flavor, and then just that pop of chocolate, and then with that hint of Irish cream, too, that's a surprise to them. And it just blew their tops off when they tasted our product, and it's a phenomenal product. And they said they kept on reaching for more before the container was gone.
Yeah, and hats off to all Wisconsin cheesemakers, always trying to develop unique varieties of cheese for consumers to enjoy, Crave Brothers included. But Beth, can you walk us through or help us understand the work that goes into developing a new dairy product? And begin with, you know, how did these ideas start?
Sure. We have a great team here, but also our customers. Our customers contact us and look for new and innovative projects. And George Crave, the president of Crave Brothers Farm Said Cheese, works really closely with them, has a great relationship with them, and talks to them, what are you looking for? What is the consumer looking for? And takes that feedback and brings it back to the plant here. Then we work with our team here at Crave Brothers. It definitely takes a team to make any of our cheeses here, especially our award-winning cheeses. And then, again, we just work with that customer back and forth, tweaking the recipe, till we come up with an award-winning product.
You mentioned manpower, and I assume in addition to manpower, it's also going to take time, right, and money. I mean, what are some of those logistics that go into developing a new product?
New products don't happen overnight. You know, this chocolate mascarpone was over a year in the making, just to tweak the recipe just right to perfect the chocolate and Irish cream ratio. But also the investment of our staff here taking the time out of their busy schedules of just making our normal everyday production to making new products for us. But we have the help with Center for Dairy Research here in Madison, also Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We bump ideas off of them, and it's a great resource we have here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and it certainly sounds like it takes a village, especially with those unique partnerships that you have with the industry.
It does, and it's a great camaraderie that we have here.
I'm going to assume that maybe ideas are always moving around the cheese plant. Is Crave Brothers Cheese working on developing anything new today?
Well, I can't give you anything specific, but we are definitely working on some new concoctions here at the Cheese Factory. And hopefully in the spring or by the end of next year, we'll be rolling out possibly some new items for everyone to try. So we'll keep everyone in suspense until then.
Beth, has supply chain at all hindered what you guys can do. It's a conversation we have with all of our agribusinesses. Supply chain issues, inflation kind of impacting business. Has that been an issue for Crave Brothers?
Sure. So we have a great relationship with our suppliers here, but it definitely has impacted us and all cheesemakers and producers U.S.-wide and worldwide. But we have been able to keep in stock with all of our packaging supplies, all of our ingredients to continue to make our high-quality product. But it definitely has certainly affected the producers, even starting from the grain prices and dairy prices at the farm to our corrugated boxes, to the film we use, and the cheese cups that the cheese goes in. But we have a great relationship, and we continue to watch that closely to forecast and to predict for what we're going to need and for next year.
When you have to deal with unique challenges, whether it's procuring enough supplies or ingredients, have you guys had to adjust prices at the shop or in the store for your product?
So as prices continue to increase for all of our expenses, we unfortunately have to pass that along to our customer. But just please be reassured that our quality is not diminishing from those rising prices.
Are you still seeing good demand for Crave Brothers product?
We are, yep. During about 2 years ago, we saw a huge increase in our retail items versus food service. Now, retail is staying as strong as it did 2 years ago, and our food service is coming back up as people are enjoying going back out to restaurants and enjoying sporting events and catering events, that our demand has stayed strong through this.
And now, cheese is seasonal too, right? The highest demand for cheese is usually fall and then the holiday season. Am I right?
Sure. So we have a uniqueness about us being fresh mozzarella, but then we also make Oaxaca cheese. It's an authentic Mexican melting cheese. So as fresh mozzarella peaks during August here, then our Oaxaca peaks during the winter months as people are making casseroles and more heartier dishes. So we have a year-round demand at our facility. We watch the holidays as they fluctuate through and produce accordingly. Obviously, our mascarpone is higher demand during the Christmas and Easter holidays. And so we just ramp up production, and we have ample staff to produce everything with.
Beth, as you mentioned earlier, Crave Brothers Cheese is celebrating its 20th year. So as you prepare for another two decades of cheese making, what's top of mind for Crave Brothers Cheese? What are you thinking about now for the next year and beyond?
Sure. So we're looking at a steady and consistent retail market, but also we're looking at how can we make our processes more efficient and with automation, but not losing the staff members that we have here. Still retaining those staff members, making higher level positions, but having more efficiencies in our cheese making process and continuing to make high quality products.
You know, you had mentioned that you guys kind of saw a record year back in 2019 as people flocked to the Crave Brothers cheese products. Are you predicting similar figures for 2022?
Our numbers are increasing as we usually see from 1 year to the other, but we are definitely staying consistent.
We're visiting with Beth Crave of Crave Brothers Cheese in Waterloo after that Wisconsin State Fair win has finally sunk in. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.